as we go to the table of the Lord tonight, in this evening's teaching, we attempted to dispel that verse in Scripture in 10:26, most often preached out of context, wherein it says, if we sin willfully, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. But the sin it's talking about is trodding underfoot the blood of Jesus Christ as if it were of no value. At the God School, communion is not a ceremony, but it is a time of remembering. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us, as oft as we do this, thank God there's no limitation for coming to this table. But there is a condition. The condition being remembering Jesus. Now, Jesus taught in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John, wherein he said, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have life, but they are they which speak of me. As we go to the table tonight, pulling from Leviticus, the Scriptures which speak of Jesus in the fourth, fifth, and sixth chapters of Leviticus, there are laws given for a sin offering and for a trespass offering. The trespass offering. It's for those things we know about, that we're aware of sins we have committed, whatever they may be. The sin offering is that offering which is for the condition of sin. And as we said in tonight's teaching, we're not sinners because we sin, but we sin because we are sinners. That's the condition that Christ and God our Father found us in, dead in trespasses and sins. The law for these offerings call for an animal without spot or blemish, type of Jesus Christ, who, though he was tempted, knew no sin. And not only were our sins laid on Christ at Calvary, so was the condition we are found in. as we come to this table and we look through this cup, representative of the life of Jesus, of the life that was given for us, that both covered our known transgressions, but also our unknown, our condition. We remember what Jesus has done for us, and as we lift this cup, we do declare by faith, for God's word declared it, though we may not see it yet, we do declare by taking this cup that we are cleansed, not only from our trespasses, but our condition as well. This, through the grace of God, and by faith, we take this cup, declaring our gratefulness to God when we remember Jesus and what he has done. Take the cup with me, thanking God for his grace in Jesus. Amen. There's two elements. There were two elements that Jesus gave import to at the Last Supper, where he instituted this which we call the table of the Lord. There was wine, representative of not only his death, but his life, that not only was given for us, but is given to us. But there was bread also, in which he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." I want you to know, this speaks of physical healing. Everywhere that Jesus went, Jesus, God manifest, God, Jesus removed God from behind the curtain and put him on display, and wherever he went, physical healing took place. In so much as in the 8th chapter of Matthew, the explanation is given as to the source of the healing. In Numbers 15, God declares his name, Jehovah Rapha, translated, "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." First translated into English by William Tyndale is, "I am the Lord thy surgeon." And Matthew says, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that he took upon himself all our sicknesses. Not only delivered from our trespasses, not only delivered from our condition of sin, which we inherited from our progenitors, Adam and Eve, that into which we are born, have we been delivered by Jesus, but also healed. Great are the promises of God. And at this table, great should our remembrance of Jesus be, in so much that those who are sick among you might come with confidence through understanding, through discernment of what Jesus did for us. And by that remembering, by that discernment, we do at this table partake worthily, and with our mouth we declare, as the Word of God declares, that with his stripes we were healed in Jesus. Amen. Amen.